Audio morning brief for the grain markets and rich pots for critical points, 7:12 a.m. Eastern Time, March 7th. All right, overnight, the corn market's up 6 3/4 here. I like it. It's deeper into the upside objective range, and that range is now up as high as about 444 or 445 for the May corn. Now, the way this momentum is behaving today, the model is tempted to say maybe there was a level 3 bottom that occurred sooner than it should have. A bit strange, but it may be in place. Don't know how much to trust that. What the model is likely to do is say, okay, there's a bottom, still could show up next week. What it may say is this is moving up into a late level 3 top, and then it'll be bearish next week. However, the model is saying this is constructive momentum here. We're finally we've thoroughly violated 5-day average, turned them around. Something has changed for the first time this year. The funds are not selling. However, we're near the 5-week average. They may use that as yet another important level, maybe even more important, to eventually sell. This bounce may be because of waiting on USDA data here. Okay, and then we got data coming at the end of the month as well. So they may just, you know, I'm convinced they'll be back to selling next week. The question is, does it top this week, move down? Does it move higher in the next week? And right at the moment, I'm leaning more towards higher next week. Now, in terms of level 4 interweek swings, the market can top today, be down tomorrow. And as long as it doesn't violate the week's low all that much here, like I'd like to see it stay above 423 1/4, at least stay above 421 now through next week, then rally additionally about 1.5-2 weeks from now, and I think it can do it. That's pretty constructive action. I like that behavior. And that we may very well finally be looking at the floor price from now into summer. In other words, it's going to swing higher into summer. Maybe a struggle for some time. All right, now, if by chance they do take it below 421, then the bulls and bears will be thinking, this thing can probably go back to the low of the year or lower. Right at the moment, this has rallied enough. This is significant enough change. The model's saying, let's not even go there. Let's assume we got a floor price in for quite some time. There's no reason to put it up by huge amounts, but there is a reason to show some stability and start working higher and then eventually gain additional momentum where this market may rally quite a bit by summer. All right, let's move over to the, by the way, I'm processing the weekly update. I'll have that up there this morning. Let's move over to the May soybeans. And we have upside targets here of around 1172 on up to about 1190. And a level 4 bottom was placed yesterday. A level 4 top can occur today. That's intra-week swings now. And so it can be dipping by tomorrow, but then it might be right back up for the next level 4 swing as we get into next week. And the model prefers this market move higher into a level 3 top next week, even though it's possible it tops out right at the end of this week. And again, that may have something to do with data. So we have to be concerned that if it trades below yesterday's low of 1140 1/4 May beans, that's probably a sign of a level 3 top. And it can be lower next week. But like the corn, we want it to stay up as long as possible, go as high as possible, pull back, only retrace some of it, then go higher later. That's all going to be very constructive action. It's quite possible last week's low is the lowest price from now into summer. But unlike the corn, the beans have not moved up as much as evidence here and give us some room, a cushion, so that we won't learn that the market just doesn't go to a new low. So, best idea, the beans have some upside here over the next few days, probably going higher into next week, pull back next week, and then hopefully higher still. And that's going to be quite constructive, going to be pretty happy, actually. Now, let's move over to the wheat. The wheat has been the one that's been very disappointing here, but it's trying to turn around today. And again, it may just be trading and waiting on data, but it is time for level 3 bottom still. And it's now starting to get late. It doesn't have to bottom early next week. But I'm thinking there's a good chance it can do it this week here, and I think we'll see higher wheat prices next week, okay? 5-day average will be nearby resistance, and that downside range of around 548 and down to 557, 558, that range worked intraday-wise, intraday-week-wise. That can now be resistance on the way up, but if it trades above it, I think that's going to be positive constructing action. And just as like the corn and soybeans, if we can get some action above 5-day average, turn that average up, and eventually get above the 5-week average, all constructive, even though I realize we do have a crop coming for wheat. My thoughts are, I'm not convinced you're going to see lower prices during the first crop harvest than what we're going to put in now in the next week or two here. So I think it looks constructive. Let's give it a chance. And past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. If by chance the wheat fails on us, next target is 520 to the downside. But I'm thinking wheat's worth more than this. Thank you.